You to get up in the morning? Is your memory getting worse? Are you or a family member facing an ongoing health challenge you just can't seem to overcome? Welcome to Healthline Live, brought to you every day at the same time, Monday through Friday, with daily blockbuster nutrition specials. Your host, Dr. Bob Marshall, is the nutrition answer man. As a clinical nutritionist for over 35 years, he has successfully helped over 50,000 people. That's why we call it nutrition that really works. Today, he's going to share his premier nutritional secrets with you that have taken him years to discover. Dr. Marshall's comments have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Stay tuned and get ready to call in with your own personal nutrition and health-related question.
Welcome to Healthline. I'm Dr. Bob Marshall. And I'm with you Monday through Friday at this time, taking your nutrition and health-related questions. You can reach me toll-free, 800-370-3447. And you can also visit us on the web at healthline.cc. And you can tell a friend, they can visit us out there and look up the broadcast times and hear 21st Century Nutrition. Not just some nutrient that might or might not help, but highly cell-resonant nutrition that most closely matches the ideal cell resonance or best health of a given tissue. And to do that, it's got to be toxic tag-along free, well-grown, and well-protected from conception to consumption. And that's what we're talking about as part one of two parts of highly cell-resonant 21st century nutrition. Now, the second part is the all-controlling biofield. And here we know that we can work the field and by doing so unleash the best possible health. And the way that works is very simple. The body is able to remember or hold the memory of every injury or trauma that's occurred to the tissue. And each of those can block the normal, healthy energy flow. By so doing, it can prevent the body from being able to get that best health the way it should be, to get the best structure function. And now you can eliminate those interference fields as well. 21st century nutrition, I think you're going to love it. And so if you've been listening, I think you can see, indeed, there is a quantum difference. Quantum meaning the amount of energy, a shift in energy states, a veritable quantum shift possible for you, your family, and friends. So stay tuned, and don't forget every day we come to you, we've got a blockbuster special to help you enjoy and keep the very best health. Today we're going to be working on the eyes, and so we'll have our eye complex. An eye complex, of course, is the first compound, the first complex, the first preparation ever made that most closely matches the ideal cell resonance for the eyeball itself. That would be the lens, retina, and macula. And this guy also contains 9,500 micrograms of zeaxanthin and lutein. And unlike most formulas, this one has 6,000 micrograms that are from the expensive and more difficult to obtain zeaxanthin, and 3,500 micrograms from the lutein. These two guys have been shown to be very critical in AMD studies that were published back in 2005. It showed that the eye needs about 4,000 micrograms of a combination of these two guys for its best health. And the Pathetic American Diet, anachronized SAD, Standard American Diet, delivers somewhere between 700 micrograms and maybe 1,200. And even if you ate 20 servings of vegetables a day, you still wouldn't get your 4,000 micrograms. So you're going to need a supplement. And imagine with this supplement, if the eye is working perfectly, it doesn't need any special support for structure or function. You just need 3 capsules a week. Wow. But now if you're looking for some serious support for structure and function, you could take 6 or 8 capsules a day. And that's why it's been engineered this way. Now, some of you also want to support the healthiest possible function for the retina. And it's interesting how the retina is, its attachment is directly linked to the health of the liver and production of SOD. So to support the best structure and function for the retinal attachment, SOD is the player, superoxide dismutase. And you know, there are a number of superoxide dismutase formulas running around, but this was the first, and it's grown on bifidobacteria in Japan. It is a great, great breakthrough. It tastes great, so you don't even have to swallow a capsule. You can just pull it apart, empty it under your tongue, and enjoy the taste, and maybe get better absorption by doing that. Wonderful, wonderful product. Both of these are on special. You could buy any combination of two or more and save 25% on each, or you could get a case and get an extra 5% off. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Let's go to the phones now. Let's pick up Annette in Pennsylvania. And she's got some questions about having healthy eyes here. Are you there, Annette?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Okay, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
And how old a woman are you?
47.
Okay. And so how much do you weigh?
135.
Okay. Do you have any other things wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean, lost a lot of weight about 3 years ago, but I've maintained it, so.
Okay, good. Well, you know, the eye itself, there's many issues here, but the eye itself, the lens, the retina, and the macula, are very sensitive to your bone metabolism, okay? And if the bone metabolism goes awry, and something is wrong, then the body breaks down the bone to buffer the blood day after day. And when it does this, it has a form of calcium that's really hard to get rid of. In fact, it can't get rid of it quick enough. It's called microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, MCH. And this guy can get stuck in the eye. It can get stuck in your foot, in your spine, in your elbow, just about any place. So the first thing we want to look to so that we can keep really healthy vision is the first morning urine pH.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And so what we're trying to do here is get that pH to stay 6.4 to 7.0, not go too high, not too low. Stay right in that range. Now, a lot of times, Annette, it's hard to do. And that's because there's something wrong somewhere else in the body, like a bad tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so if you can easily control this pH using, say, pH paper, you can get a roll from the order line for $10. pH paper, and you can get something called pH Trio, and you can get it with the aloe drink, not the aloe powder. And now, if using this, following the directions, start out with about a half teaspoon of coral and mix that into a jigger full, 1 ounce of aloe and water. And then what you do is you just every 3 days, you bump it up until you see that you've got this first morning urine pH holding. Now, the key is if you do that and you're at, say, 1.5 teaspoons or 2 teaspoons, that's great. No problem at all. But let's say it takes 3 teaspoons or 4 teaspoons and now you got control. Okay, we got to be looking around. There's something else going on in this body we need to work on. Okay?
Now, would this be helpful? Because I guess I was interested in the eye complex or the SOD, but with conditions are hereditary?
Well, very much so. A lot of the hereditary stuff is what is known as soft gene expression.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you all ate the same junk in the house, and so you all bought the same problems metabolically.
So like if I was born into this,
yes,
my father had it.
I hear you. And
okay.
So for you, it's even more important than anybody else. And now, of course, you can see a QRA practitioner there, and they can test the eye.
What exactly is a QRA practitioner?
QRA practitioner is someone, it's quantum reflex analysis. This is where you use a series of acupuncture outflow points, and they're tested by muscle testing. And when they're weak, we then can put a nutrient in your field, and we can get the precise amount of that nutrient to figure what the body needs so that it has everything to work on that particular tissue, okay? And boy, does it work good.
Okay.
And this is a system we've been working on for many, many years, and I can personally tell you that it saved my life, so I'm very impressed with it. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so would you recommend
they
that?
They can then pinpoint exactly what you need, where you need it, and they can work through, and they can actually test each eye individually and see what's going on. But I can tell you that the first concern I always have is making sure we're not depositing calcium in the eye. Okay.
Can they test that with ease?
And so this is our first step. That's your pH and your bone metabolism. And sometimes you can't get this thing to balance unless you also support kidney and or parathyroid. And I can tell you what to do there, but it's so much better if you're tested, because they can get the exact amount, especially since this is a concern for your whole family, and then you can begin to see how this can be handled, okay? Even some of your other complaints, there are a number of things that can be done. First of all, to have the healthiest uterus, again, we're looking at the same first prerequisite, and that is we have to have our minerals. And in the uterus, it's very interesting, when we don't have the minerals, the tissue oxygen is low. And see, because each tenth of a pH that you move your first morning urine pH back mm-hmm. into this ideal range mm-hmm. is a tenfold increase in tissue oxygen.
Okay.
So you can quickly see that you may be able to kill two birds with one stone and have healthier vision and healthier uterus by getting this pH. You can see how critical it is. Okay.
I recently find out that from an ultrasound that actually my right kidney is, they say it's nothing to worry about, but a little enlarged.
Because
I get like an ultrasound once a year.
Good.
And so far they're
not. Let's talk about that right kidney.
Yeah, and my doctor keeps saying don't worry about it, but that concerns me.
Yeah, I would be too. Let me ask you, how many babies did you have?
None.
Well, you haven't had any babies. Okay.
No.
Have you ever had a serious fall or blow or injury to your tailbone or low back?
I wouldn't say serious. I mean, I was putting up just a few weeks ago some decorations in my class.
No. This is not a few weeks ago. We're talking, if you're 47, we're talking something that happened 20 years or more ago, maybe as a child, maybe as a young adult.
Not that I can recall.
Okay. Well, that's another thing. See, why is this kidney not happy? And you need to find the scar, the trauma, the interference field that's sedating the normal energy flow to that kidney. Once you do that, you can unleash the best health for your bones as well. But what you should do right now, maybe, at least for right now, until you see a curate person, is I would take 2 kidney per meal, kidney complex, and support that kidney. You may find you have to do it in order to get your pH. And the parathyroid, you can support this with 2 teaspoons of nano green tea. Okay.
Now, I don't usually consume caffeine, but doesn't green tea have a lot of caffeine?
Well, this is a concentrate, so in a teaspoon, you'd have 103 milligrams of the antioxidant polyphenols, and you would have less caffeine than you would have in a single cup of green tea.
Okay. And
so there's not a lot of caffeine in this.
All right. I just don't know, like, if I should get the eye complex or the SOD or both.
Well, SOD is more for support of
the retina
and its attachment. I have a lot of issues with that. Okay, well then, SOD, and at your body size, these taste really good. So you can just pull them apart and empty them under the tongue, and you would need probably 2 breakfast and dinner.
Is there sugar in that?
Because it's like a sweetener, but it's a special kind. It's beta-cyclodextrin.
Okay.
So it traps the nutrient in the heart of the sugar, and this is a very healthy sugar, though, and it's hardly any. So when you take this, it tastes good, and by emptying it under your tongue or in your mouth, you're going to get much better uptake.
So does it raise blood sugar?
Oh, there's not enough to do it an iota. No, it's a very small capsule.
Okay.
But it tastes good, and it's the best way to take it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's SOD. You've got eye complex.
And how many eye complex should I take, if I already have issues?
Well,
you know what I mean?
2 per meal.
No, I mean, for an eye complex?
Yeah, an eye complex. Oh, yes, it's
really?
Very strong.
Oh, wow.
And then ultimately in maintenance, you would take 3 a week.
So two per meal for how long?
Well, my recommendation is until you see no further improvement, and then you can cut down. But I would suggest you do these things now to control it and hunt yourself down a good QRA person and let them test you.
All right. How can I find a QRA?
You'll call the order line and ask for someone right near where you live in Pennsylvania. Okay?
Okay. Great.
And give me a call back after a few weeks and let me know how you're doing.
Thank you. I will.
You will.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. We're taking your nutrition and health-related calls. So today we're focusing on the eye, and we have our awesome eye complex. And this guy supports strong, clear vision and healthy eyes, and it's really focusing on the eyeball, the lens, the retina, and the macula. And I just love the fact that we now have the technology to match the ideal cell resonance for the healthy eye. We have the technology to manufacture zeaxanthin and lutein from marigold flowers. We can do it without chemical toxins, without synthetic junk, and we can use these along with other key synergist cofactors and essential transporters to build a wonderful eye complex formula that really supports the natural detoxification processes with targeted quantum quality antioxidant support for the vision, zeaxanthin being the most potent, and then lutein being the next guy, so that they can support really healthy vision. I love this guy, and if you've already got great vision, 1-3 times a week, if you're wanting to support the best possible structure and function, then maybe 6 or 8 a day till you see no difference, and then cut back down. Eye complex nutrition that really, really works. And some of you have issues with the strength of the attachment of the retina, and you need to promote a healthier joint structure and function. And the player on the block for that is SOD. Now, I know there's a number of SODs out there, but this is the only one on Earth that's grown on bifidobacteria. That's a guy that naturally lives in your intestines, and it is a powerhouse of good nutrition for the body as it is. It's one of the most important beneficial bacteria. And by growing the SOD on bifido, we have the perfect transporter into the bloodstream. And this tastes so good, you can just empty the capsule under the tongue. Tastes great. And it may improve the absorption of it and just do so much for the body. But this is the guy that you're going to want for supporting a healthy retina, and you want, of course, this guy for the best liver function because it's the antioxidant produced at the liver. So you definitely want to jump all over this guy. You can buy any combination of two or more of these specials and get 25% off each. Just give a buzz to the order line, 800-370-3447, 800-370-3447. 3447. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Let's go to Joan in Brooklyn, and she's a vegetarian. Are you there, Joan?
Yes, I am.
You know, the funny thing about being vegetarian, in these later years, digestion is going to become your challenge. How old a woman are you?
I'm 53.
Yeah. See, what happens somewhere around 35, 45, 50, 55 maximum, we can't digest our food so well, so the rotting food compromises our immunity and everything in our body, so whether we're a vegetarian or not. But I'll tell you, if you don't want to take digestive support, you can begin eating fermented raw food, and you'll hear, you hear that kind of sinus sound in your voice.
Yes.
This could also mean we've got a bad tooth, and then we would do all these things and still have that sinus sound, and I'd suspect an upper tooth, like a molar, would be in trouble in the back.
Yes.
And if that's true, you could see a QRA practitioner. They could test each of the teeth, tell you what's going on with the teeth, and then get that particular tooth fixed.
Okay.
How much do you weigh, Joan?
280.
Okay. Well, the first thing you want to look at, whenever you're a little larger than most people, and you've got a larger head, larger bones, the first thing you want to look at is getting on what's called a kapha diet. This is really anti-kapha, so that it lets you have a nice variety of food, But when you eat these foods, you lose weight. And you can still be vegetarian.
Right.
I am not a man to tell someone whether they should or shouldn't be. However, I am here to tell you that it's formidable to be vegetarian. To get enough B12, to get enough of all the nutrients, it gets real tricky. And
yes,
you must use some supplementation. And in my opinion, you need to eat mushrooms like shiitakes, not portobellos because they grow them very poorly,
okay,
but shiitake, or you live in Brooklyn, so you
yes
can get hen of the woods, which is maitake. It's a delicacy, and it's only available in the winter. You got winter, so you got them. And they're one of my absolute favorites, but I live in Austin, so I get about a month or two of maitake.
Right.
But anyway, you don't need much, but you need maybe two or three times a week. These provide many things. I would also take probably a teaspoon a day of Max Stress B. So you've got the B12. You got all the other fancy bees that are harder to come by when you're vegetarian.
Yeah, and because I'm very low in my B12.
So this will help
yeah
a great deal. Well, you're a good-sized woman, so maybe two teaspoons per day for you. Normally up to about 175, 80 a teaspoon is excellent. So I would go to two for you. And you build up to that. Start at a half teaspoon because it's very strong. And then every 3 days increase it till you are at the two teaspoons,
okay?
Okay, now, so the digestion. So you would still want to take Quantum Digest, probably two at the start of meals. Now, this is complete vegetarian formula. There is no animal-based digestive things. These are all plant-based. Even pepsin is plant-based, okay? And you take that at the start of the meal. Then the end of the meal, what I want you to have, and this is the most important thing, is the HCL detox kit. And at your weight and your age, you should take at least six HCL and three activator. Now, if you try to take that and it bothers you, stop completely the HCL and digest. There may be a scar or a trauma from the forehead to the pubic bone that's sedating stomach energy. You'll need to get something called stomach complex. And you'll take about three stomach complex as tea. So you just throw the whole capsule in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, stir it up, let it steep 10 minutes, drink it before you eat. Now the stomach meridian's on. Now you take the HCL, you feel good. How's that for a deal?
Yeah.
Now, to eliminate the stomach complex, ultimately you would need probably to visit a QRA practitioner so they can figure out the mud packs you need to do so that you can restore the healthy energy flow to stomach and you don't need stomach complex anymore.
Okay?
Good talking to you.
You too.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Let's go right to Richard in New Jersey, and he's got a problem with his right foot. And when he wakes up in the morning, what's happening with that foot in the morning, Richard?
Well, I've noticed it because I've been listening to your program. When you say something about the feet and the legs, it has something to do with the kidneys and things.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I noticed it. When I get up in the morning, it's not only when I lay down, it's also when I sit down. If I sit for more than a half an hour or so,
okay,
or if I go to bed, when I wake up in the morning, I sit on the edge of the bed and I go to walk away, I have to gingerly get the blood flowing in my right foot, and
okay,
then I'm fine. And
what's the foot feel like? Does it hurt, or what does it feel like?
No, it doesn't hurt, but it feels like I can't put my foot solidly on the ground. Like I can put the balls of my feet on, and I can put the heel on. But if I put the whole foot down in the
okay
middle of my foot,
okay,
down,
the middle of the foot, right at the ankle.
No, in the arch.
In the arch, okay. Okay, the arch, of course, is the center of the energy flow for that foot. So this would make me think something's going on with right kidney, or there's an injury at the tailbone or the sacrum. Can you recall a bad fall or injury at the tailbone or sacrum?
No,
okay.
I can't.
Okay, good. I'm glad you can't. Then what I would simply do is Medi Body Pack that foot. Do you have silver fillings in your mouth? Have you ever had silver fillings?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I've had fillings, though. And that was the other thing I was going to check, because I heard you talk about that. So if I have silver filling.
Yep. Then you use HM Nano Detox. If you've never had them, you may want to use something like the Nano Green Tea as your fluid.
Okay.
Okay. But if you ever had them, then HM is usually the guy to go. And whatever fillings you've got, if you've got the white stuff in your mouth, these are kind of dangerous. They're the laughing stock of Europe because they're very soft. And when they put them in, they fail very quickly, usually in 2 days to 2 weeks to 2 months or 2 years. And so what you want is to have them caries dye stained every time you go to the dentist so that you can find out if they're leaking. And when they leak, and notice I didn't say if they leak, when they leak, then you want to replace them with low-fusing ceramic. And to learn all the details, you can call the order line and get a document called Making the Right Dental Choice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll teach you more than you ever wanted to know about teeth, and more than I ever wanted to know. And then you can find a dentist near you who can do this correctly if your dentist can't. Okay?
Right.
I think this may be the arch of the foot. It may just be waste products you need to clear from that right kidney. There could be an injury at kidney. You may find that you feel better. If you do these mud packs, you still have the symptom, then I would try taking some kidney complex. How much do you weigh, and how old a man are you, Richard?
42, and I weigh about 175, 177.
Okay, good. So you would try maybe two kidney complex per meal and see if that doesn't help. But we want to find the cause. If the cause is an injury you forgot about or a blow or trauma, we want to get that squared away. Use kidney complex for a month or two, and then you're done. You never have to deal with this again, okay? So
okay.
I don't want you to have something that drags on and on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay?
Gotcha. Yep.
Good talking to you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Bye now. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. Those of you on the line, stay right there. We'll catch you off the air. We're almost out of time. Don't forget today's great special. Don't give up your precious vision because of the crummy American diet, the standard American diet, SAD. Don't be sad. What you want to do is take maybe three eye complex a week and keep that great vision. If you've already had some decline in vision and you want to promote the best possible vision, go on six or eight a day for 2 or 3 months and see how that is. When you see no further improvement, drop down 800-370-3447. Bye for now.